live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings.
Good afternoon, Mike. Can't hear myself talk. Kill that music. Well, generally you can't use two hands when you're applying lipstick. Are you trying to look nice here for James today? Oh, you've got a fan here. Good afternoon, great. Ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stattmiller, and the voice you just heard out on the left coast.
Hey, it's James Martinez. Good afternoon, everybody. How's everybody doing?
And how is James today?
Good. More editorial commentary from you. I just got back from the local bank in Beverly Hills and was approached, as those tellers are often, you know, they approach you, would you like to apply for this and do this and do this? And I took...
Where's my free toaster?
Right, exactly.
Remember they used to give those things away?
Something away.
Yeah.
Now I took her to the side and I kind of, you know, completely threw her energy off and said, listen, you know what? What are you doing? I said, listen, you need to get over your situation with the credit card deal here at the bank. I know it's your job. I know that's they tell you to come over and ask me and all that stuff. But really, I want you to tune into this radio station right here, check it out. And then probably by the time I come back and see you again, maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks, depending on what shift you're on, you're probably not going to want to work here anymore. Okay. And she started just laughing. I'm like, really? 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 I said, yeah. Yeah. It's serious. He goes, really? I'm like, I'm not joking. And, I guess this is a person that is completely 100% deep sleep. Deep sleep. One of those that just has no idea in the world what she's participating in, even though it feeds her and does all that stuff, but just has no clue. Those are the people that need this information the most. And I think, as of yesterday, I did get some emails. Everybody, if you're trying to get the video of Freedom to Fascism, John, the number is...
800-724. My producer is sitting there laughing at me.
Oh, so it's 800-724-2719,
yeah,
right?
I don't get to sit there and watch her work during my program, so I can't sit here and laugh at you.
Okay.
But of course she's perfect and she never makes any mistakes.
Right.
Except
right.
She's still got those doggone credit cards.
She's still what? I don't.
Why
know.
Is she doing that?
I don't know.
She's still got them though. She thinks she needs them. I don't
For
know.
What?
Carrie, why do you... Okay, let me just ask the producer here. Carrie, why do you still have your credit cards? Oh, she's not going to get on air today. She has...
Do you want to even say anything?
No, she has nothing to say. What? Can't hear anything. Do you have your monitor up in there? Oh, there you go. Try that.
You do know.
She's talking, but she... See, now I get to criticize her because she doesn't know her own board. Oh, we're out of time. Saved by the bumper music.
Saved by the bumper music.
Okay. All right, folks. We'll be back. Credit card practices denounced. A follow-up on yesterday's story. Carl Levin, yes, our savior and hero for the credit card people out there. I'm sorry, for the consumer out there. We'll get an update on that. And also, the financial storm down in Florida, and you said there weren't any hurricanes? Well, this is a banking and savings hurricane.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Yeah, James, I was thinking during the break a couple of years ago, at a bank that I'm forced to do business with, there was a girl there, and she was real nice. And you know how you, after you visit a location like that, you know, you kind of get to know people a little bit. And
right.
She told me she was going up the corporate ladder in her banking career. And I said, "Well, you better make it fast." And she said, "Why?" I said, "Because bad times are on the horizon." And she says, she said, "Well, I better make that climb quicker." She said, she was joking, of course. She says, "Maybe I'll sleep my way to the top." And my retort that shocked
me. She moved to L.A.
Well, and, yeah, and my retort to that was, without even thinking, and I said, "Well, I guess that's better than sleeping your way to the bottom."
Right.
But, you know, I've seen her recently, and I just, every once in a while, I just look at her, and she gives me that knowing look like, "Yeah, I remember you saying this a couple of years ago." Even people that work in banks, folks, are not, how should we say, up to speed.
Because not at all.
Think about it. It's just a job. It's data entry. It's ledgers and balances and money and, you know, the general banking stuff. I mean, some of these people are no smarter than people that work in Wally World or Kmart. It doesn't matter. It's just their job. And as I said yesterday, a lot of these bankers, they just are given a set of rules, and they're managers. You know, they could be managing McDonald's. They just happen to be in a bank. And a lot of them don't even realize the destruction of their own banking practices, in which they're taking direct part in, is helping to destroy the economy. So,
right.
You know, I just, you can touch people. You can nowadays because the money issue is so funny out there, and everybody. I mean, I talked to a car mechanic this morning, and I gave him a copy of Freedom to Fascism. And I asked him, I said, you ever heard of Aaron Russo? He goes, yeah, I know that guy. And I said, well, he's dead now. He said, oh, really? I said, yes. I said, but here's his legacy. And you'll never be the same after you watch this. A couple of nights ago in my neighborhood, there is a sheriff in my neighborhood, and I gave him a copy of it. Heretofore, he and I would just talk about lawns or grass issues or just wave at each other across the street, whatever. And the other night, I veiled myself to go over to his house and hand him a copy of Freedom to Fascism and telling him, your life will never be the same after you watch this. Well, last night I came home and he's stringing up Christmas lights and he yelled across the street and he said, thanks a lot. And I said, oh, you're welcome. I said, oh, you're welcome. And I said, thanks for what? And I walked over while he's hanging his Christmas lights. I steadied his ladder for him. And we were talking and he said, you were right. And he said, I watched that. And I said, and? He says, you were right. He says, that filled in a lot of questions of the pieces of the puzzle I never had and was never told by anybody. So I've got a fast friend now that wears a badge in the neighborhood. And I told him, I said, now, if you think that's bad, I said, what you need to do is start listening to the programming on this network to fill in the rest of the blanks. But I'm having resounding success. Nobody does not get this when I give them a copy of Freedom to Fascism.
I know. It kind of clears out the neural pathways in the brain once and for all.
Well, it's the... I won't say it. That's a little off color, so I won't say that. At any rate, credit card practices denounced. Here's a follow-up. Although this time it ends up in Forbes. Congress is renewing its scrutiny... I just love this. Of the credit card industry, as some lawmakers denounce the practice of raising customers' interest rates. See, they're not objecting to the cards, just the raising of the usury.
Right.
Industry critics say it's another example of abusive, confusing credit card practices that can push consumers deeper in debt. Carl Levin, the star out of Michigan here, the senator, chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, is holding out the club of possible legislation to spur voluntary changes by the industry. And old Carl says, working people are being squeezed. In a call for good, strong legislation to be enacted next year, a little late on that one, Levin said that these abuses need to be remedied. We have some real momentum for reform. Yeah, with Americans weighed down by some $900 billion in credit, there's that misnomer printed again, $900 billion, way past that. They said that they have also grabbed the attention of the Federal Reserve. Here's to people who have never been audited in this country, right? Yeah, they captured their attention. Which plans to require credit card issuers to give its customers at least, now you ready for this? Here's the kindness of the credit card companies. They're going to give you a 45-day notice before raising interest rates and provide clear information on fees.
So that means, kind of like decoded, that means instead of getting a 6-foot by 6-foot cell, you get a little bigger one with a TV in it?
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
But that's the same prison?
It's the same prison.
Essentially?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're real good, you might even be able to become a trustee.
Right.
You might be able to walk outside the confines of your cell and the greater population of the prison you live in, which is comprised of about 95% of all Americans. You know, James, when you think in these terms of people being serfs, a slave to the money masters,
right?
You know, they don't realize, because there isn't a set of steel bars sitting in front of them,
right?
That they have
they
have this illusion of freedom.
This is my, everybody says, whoa, are we going to go into a third world war? We've been in a third world war, but on a different terrain with different rules, with smarter people, and it's completely different. And that war has been going on a long time, and it was designed to go straight into the minds of everybody from the moment they're born with this absolute nonsense, total lie education from high school to college. not once. And I studied and grew up in Europe and went to American schools in Europe and European schools. And of course, the European ones didn't say anything, but the American schools, nothing. And then I moved to the United States, still nothing. And then right after that, when I first started getting into this issue, I went and spoke at a community college, and the professor invited me because I was talking about these issues and why they weren't addressed in colleges. And that guy was asked to leave after that. When he talked about the Federal Reserve and the IRS and all those types of things, this was many, many years ago. And when that occurred, that was a big, big, big signal to me that somebody's messing around with people's minds here. And the flow of information that's coming into people, it's all filtered garbage, which isn't really the truth at all. And that was where it started for me.
The Jewish racism website, jewishracism.blogspot.com, they talk about banking reforms or banking bailouts. How many of the American people will suffer the fate of the third world if we're not vigilant? I am shocked. I have observed several monetary reform movements in the patriot community which hype banking reforms. These take two general forms. One proposes that we go on the gold standard and permit specie payment. The other proposes a fiat money system run by the government. Now, I don't know what that has to do with the patriot community. They should listen more often. If we were to go on the gold standard, then we would first have to obtain the gold. This can only be done by borrowing the gold at interest or confiscating it. If we borrow the gold needed to create the money supply at interest, we cannot pay back the loan because we will have to borrow more gold simply to pay the interest on the debt. And we require the initial gold, which we borrowed in order to have a money supply, in order to maintain the money supply. Okay, enough of that doublespeak. In addition, the gold standard affords the bankers with the opportunity to hoard the gold and ship it out of the country, causing deflation in America and inflation and positive growth in some of their land or lands. The bankers would then be able to buy our goods, services, and property at artificially low prices, and that they would have the means to destroy our economy by restricting our money supply by melting and shipping off gold and by cutting back on loans. By simply holding gold and cutting back on loans, they'd lose the interest on these loans, but would gain much greater benefit than their losses from the reduced prices and foreclosures they would artificially manufacture. Those pushing for a fiat money system, I haven't heard anybody pushing for that except, well,
yeah,
the people that are running the fiat money system.
Right.
Run by the government would, on the face of it, appear to be working for the interest of the American people. No, working for the interest of the bankers to the American people. Let's reword that. However,
yeah.
However, I'm surprised they put that in one sentence, but at any rate.
Uh-huh.
However, they often state that we cannot and should not prosecute the bankers for their crimes against us.
Oh,
when that is exactly what we ought to do. They also...
I think you should do way beyond that, way beyond that. These guys, what they've done is, I can't think of a bigger crime than to steal somebody's life.
Yep.
When you steal somebody's life, you essentially, the moment they're born and they come into the system, they've already been had and their lives have been compromised before they even had a choice. So taking them to court or doing whatever to do to prosecute these guys, to me, that's just not enough. I don't know what it would be to nail these guys, but
well,
that's just not enough.
I think waterboarding, tar and feathering, tying up a car battery charger to the more private parts of a man would probably be in order. But, you know, folks, here's the problem with all of that, is we become no better than what they are. And what we're trying to do is rise above their, let's just be kind and call it their deficiencies.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, exactly.
Now, those pushing for the fiat money system, run by the government, as I said, would, on the face of it, appear to be working for the interests of the American people. They also protect the interests of the banks, not the people, by the means of the mechanisms which they propose to put money into circulation. In effect, bailing out the banks at the expense of the taxpayers. For example, one such group proposed that we pay off the national debt with debt-free fiat money manufactured by the federal government. I wonder where they got that one. I remember that saying that on my program, oh, many times before. At least Jewishracism.blogspot.com is listening. We'll be right back, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The predicted financial storm has arrived.
Yeah, it sure has.
contradictions now rack the world's financial system, and a growing consensus exists because those who endorse it and those who argue the status quo in both crisis-prone as well as immoral, if we are to believe the institutions and personalities who have been in the forefront of the defense of capitalism. We are now on the verge of a serious crisis, if not now, then in the near future. The IMF, the Bank for International Settlements, the British Financial Services Authority, Financial Times, and innumerable mainstream commentators were increasingly worried and publicly warned against many of the financial innovations that now have imploded. Warren Buffett, whom Forbes ranks the second richest man in the world last year, called credit derivatives only one of the many new banking inventions, financial weapons of mass destruction, he calls them. Very conservative institutions.
Oh, man.
And people predicted the upheaval in the global finances we are now experiencing today. The IMF has taken the lead in criticizing the new international financial structure. Jeez. And now, over the past 3 years, it has published numerous detailed reasons why it has become so dangerous to the world's economic stability. Events have confirmed its prognostication. that the complexity and a lack of transparency, the obscurity of risk, the universal uncertainty, especially regarding collateralized debt and loan obligations, will cause a flight to security that will dry up much of the liquidity of the banking. Financial innovation itself, as the Financial Times columnist put it, it is the problem. The ultra-creative system is seizing up because no one understands where risks are located or how it works. It began to do so this summer, and fixing it ain't very likely. It is possible to measure the extent of the losses. The final results of this deluge have yet to be calculated. Even many of the players who have stakes in the countless arcane investment instruments are utterly ignorant. The sums are enormous. Now, I'm a little confused here. It's impossible to measure the extent of the losses. Why? Don't banks.
We don't know. That what an excuse that is. We don't know how much is out there. We don't know.
They were in the business of loaning money and repackaging stuff and watching everything being sold out and, you know, rolled up.
They know how much it is when you owe them, for sure, right down to the cent.
Okay, so am I to understand that the banks have forgotten how to do math? They have forgotten how to do subtraction and addition. They have forgotten how to keep books. I'm a little amazed by this. I'm a little amazed. Only a few of the many measures give us a rough estimate. The present crisis began, has scarcely ended there, with the subprime mortgage loans in the U.S., which were valued at over $1.3 trillion. And again, that's a low figure, probably upwards to $2 trillion. At the beginning of this year, but are, for practical purposes, worth far less today. We can ignore the impact of the crisis on U.S. housing, but some projections are the 10% decline, another trillion or so. Indirectly, of course, the mortgage crisis has also brought many millions of people into the larger financial world, and they'll get hurt very badly. Now, what the subprime market did was unleash a far greater maelstrom involving banks in Germany, France, Asia, and throughout the world, calling into question much of the world financial system as it has developed over the past decade. Now, these figures are low, folks, because they want to avoid panic even when giving you the bad news. Investment banks are holding about $300 billion in private equity debts. They plan to place mainly in leverage buyouts. They will be forced to sell them at discounts or keep them on their balance sheets. Either way, they will lose. The near failure of the German Saxon LB Bank, which had to be saved from bankruptcy with almost $17.5 billion in euros, or I should say billion Whoa. Euros, dollars does not make any sense, right. in credit revealed that European banks hold over $500 trillion in so-called asset-backed commercial paper, much of it, by the way, in the U.S., and subprime mortgages. A failure in America caused Europe to face a crisis. The problem is scarcely isolated. Now, what's the leading victim of the upheaval in hedge funds? What are the hedge funds? There are about 10,000 of them out there. And all, we are told, they do everything. Some hedge funds, however, provide companies with capital and successfully competed with commercial banks because they took a much greater risk. A substantial portion is a simple gambler's mentality. Some even bet on the weather. Many look to their computers and mathematics for models to guide their investments. And some people just stick their wetted finger in the wind. No, that was my comment. And these have lost the money. But funds based on other strategies also lost during August, the spectacular long-term capital management failure and all the reliance on this ingenious mathematical proposition. But nobody's learned any lessons here, proving that appeals to reason, as many have experienced, fall on deaf ears if there is money to be made. So,
What a mess.
You know, this is what I'm told. I'm told the banks don't know what their exposures are. That's what we're being told, folks. We just don't know.
We just don't know.
They got a better idea, but they don't want to put a numerical figure on how much they have lost because, again, and let me say this with 100% certainty, the one thing that they cannot have happen in this country is to people to start to lose the faith in the banks and toddling down to their local bank and telling the teller, let me tell you something, lady, give me my money.
Yep.
Now. Mm-hmm. And if it's a large enough amount and you're in the beginning of the line, you may get it and you maybe not get it.
Maybe not.
We'll break. We'll be right back, folks. We'll take your calls today, by the way. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Folks, you might have heard one of RBN's sponsors' commercials, Cardivite. This product is no joke. If you're having health problems, getting tired, worn down, then you need Cardivite. Cardivite supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Not only that, it's all natural, folks, and it's not expensive. You can go to heartdrop.com or call them at 877-928-8828. These are one of the sponsors, very fine product, tested, tried and true, not overly priced, all natural. And, ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you support our sponsors that are sponsoring on this network because that is how we stay on the air. I don't have a money machine in my back room. James?
Like the bankers.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Did you catch that, everybody? Yeah. Oh, man.
By the way, did I do this story yesterday, $1 million a minute?
No.
Well,
$1 million a minute.
Okay, now think about that, folks. $1 million, due to inflation, or more specifically, devaluation. A million ain't quite what it used to be, but it's still $1 million. That's a thought to wrestle with. No nation on this earth has ever contemplated so much money, especially when that's not something being accumulated. No, it's being spent on completely busted set of wars. This nation's been pouring blood and money into this huge black hole, and all we can say about it is that we're spending $1 million a minute. Bush, King George II, is not military. He's not a strategic thinker. He can't even think, folks. He has no use whatsoever for diplomacy, and yet after five long years, he's still in charge in Iraq and Afghanistan and still staying the course. Yeah, that's what they said. Yeah, let's fire up the other two bullers. Icebergs be damned, full speed ahead. That was the last words from the Titanic captain.
Right, exactly.
Now,
Now,
how do you explain the Congress, those who supposedly control the purse strings in this country? How to conjure up any kind of plan that necessitates spending $1 million a minute on a war that has no end in sight? Now,
I wonder what they're thinking in their heads when they listen to numbers like that.
What heads? You got to have something in there. You know, our National Guard's been federalized, and they're no longer under the control of the state's governors, and they've become the surrogate troops conscripted to fight in a useless and illegal war, only to return home to lost jobs and family cohesion. If not loss of body parts as well, for exactly what?
The federal are on the National Guard, right? That's what you said?
Yeah.
Well, that's quite interesting because before all movies that are shown in Southern California in this certain chain of theaters, I don't know if it's across the country or not, but I know it's in Southern California. The National Guard now, as most people know, before any movies start, which is all the real programming, is they are having to do commercials now because they're losing so much money. The movies and the like, ticket prices are up and everything. So before the movie starts, they show a bunch of commercials and previews and da-da.
Is that why I'm seeing them?
Yeah, that's why. Okay. And the commercial that's come up that I think I mentioned this before. I don't think you were on the day that I was talking about this, but they now have, like, the National Guard has put together a group of, it looks like they're in their young 20s, and done a huge rock video about going into the military, glorifying the whole thing, recruiting, a very kind of MTV hippie kind of music video, recruiting people for this war and just to keep on it and the whole trip about that and terrorism, the whole thing. It's one, I was sitting with about three or four people and we all looked at each other like, what in the hell has happened with this? Now there are young people are, not only are they getting the shaft in college, just by the credit card companies, now they're being conditioned to prepare to go to do war for this country. And all its policies and the bankers and all that other stuff, it's really, really sick. That's probably one of the worst things I've ever seen in theaters in Southern California, ever.
You know, speaking about the Iraq War, one guy, one of the architects here, and they're neocons, folks. You've heard that, the new conservative. That's like a polished-up communist on the left side of the aisle. But Mr. Richard Pearl was one of these people that was very, very busy convincing everybody that we should go to war in Iraq. Well, he came out the other day and said he admitted the invasion was illegal. And
right there.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, so what's next for news? It was illegal. We shouldn't have been there. But next, can we have some coffee over? How come nobody ever follows up and gets on this and nails these people over? I mean, it's just they get away with anything.
Well, and what's more fascinating than this is that Paul Wolfowitz, he's been rewarded with a new position in the Bush administration. This was one of the main war hawks, neocons. He's been brought into the Bush's cabinet in a new position, which will allow him to oversee classified intelligence and inform policies on weapon of mass destruction issues. Mm-hmm. So one comes out and says, hey, it was illegal. But then went on to say that, well, the only thing that got in the way of that was international law. So, you know, basically, do we pay attention to international law or we just do what we want to do? But there, I mean, how... Bush, I'll tell you what, I don't, this guy, he must not have two brain cells left undamaged in his cranium. Because to bring Paul Wolfowitz back on board, the very same people who are out there stumping and lying about the weapons of mass destruction deal, George Bush has a weapon of mass destruction now in his cabinet. And it's
his whole cabinet is.
It's not even, James, it's not even let's change the faces and the places in which they sit. Let's not change the faces and the places. Let's bring in a tried and true liar back into my cabinet so I guess I can lie better. This is the most incredible thing I've ever seen, supposedly, with a Congress now that was voted in by people on the promises of the Democrats that we're going to end the war in Iraq. No, they're not.
Right.
Hillary Clinton is not. Obama is not. Obama.
And they're selling it to you guys, you young people out there. Just go to the movie theaters. They're showing in all the scenes of this music video, the places that have been bombed are in the United States, which is interesting. So these young high schoolers are like showing up, picking up dead bodies and stuff in the street. It's just sick.
I'll tell you what, we're conditioning our young, and we've been doing it for many, many years. There's been many complaints about these violent video games that you can play a game and whack 1,000 or 2,000 of the opponents, and well, the only thing you ever suffer is lost health or maybe start again.
Right.
And they've been conditioned into this thing. I mean, pilots are trained the very same way in these simulators. Yep. When you shoot the gun and your target blows up, you know, it's no big deal because it's electronic. I got an idea.
We're desensitizing many generations, but this generation's completely desensitized to violence.
All right, I got an idea. Let's do it this way. And this time I'll buy stock in the stock market for, say, Xbox or whatever company comes up with a new game program. We give the game to all the people here in the United States and whoever we want to go attack. And we'll fight out a kind of like a mock battle. Let's do it by video. You know, it's so easy.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know,
it's essentially what it's down to anyway if you're out in the field. I mean,
it is.
To me, just from what I've heard, and I'm not a military expert, but the technology that exists right now, they don't even nearly need soldiers. I mean, they need to occupy territory with soldiers, but the type of technology that what's going on now. I mean, I'm just so sick and tired of the lies. I'm sick and tired of them covering up all these kids that are coming home dismembered. You have more suicides with this war than ever before.
Yeah.
And to top it off, just to top it off, because this is a financial show, I can tell you first off, just dealing with clients I've had in the past, that the credit card companies know that these guys are out to war and their wives are at home, and sometimes budgets get screwed up, things happen, and the credit cards have steamrolled over these guys completely, totally. And I know if they've done it to one person that I've spoken to in the past, they've done it to thousands, maybe millions. I don't know. But the thing is everywhere people seem to be, they're getting attacked through the financial banking situation. And these guys that come back, they've got enough issues to deal with just being back and their own health. When they come back, they have to worry about credit card payments. Because they were in debt before they went.
Yeah.
Before they even put a gun on their shoulder, they're already in debt. And so they're going to be paid, getting checks for going over there when they don't even know what they're doing there. And their morale is low there. And they come back and they got this, Matt, thanks a lot. Here, come home. $40,000 in debt. And everything that you're going to get after that, especially if you're in military pay, is not going to be able to pay that off at all.
No.
Not at all.
No,
and that to me, that's just really, really sick. It's no respect for the people that have gone on and done that stuff, even though a lot of them don't know why they're there anymore. It's totally disrespectful on every level. It's really sick.
You know, and it's another thing, too, to be enlisted in the service of your country, to be over there to get, you know, play policeman, do house-to-house searches and seizures. Basically, anytime you turn around, you don't know if an IED is going to blow up in your face or somebody's going to take a pot shot at you for playing policeman on the streets of Baghdad or wherever. But then you're right next to the Blackwater people. While you're an enlisted troop maybe making $30 a day, these people are making, $650, $700 a day. And by the way, they don't even have to play by the same rules of engagement you do. They can just butcher people and mow them down and run them over. And this is literally, I am not joking about this, folks. If you're an Iraqi and you see a column of cars coming your way, you'd better get out of the way because they are not going to slow down. They will just flat out run you over because to slow down or stop for a pedestrian, well, according to Blackwater, that's just inviting a static target which can be blown off the face of the map. So what do? We just make human beings into speed bumps.
Right.
And then, you know, when the shutters are snapping, you know, they make sure the blood's off the hood and the bumpers and whatever else. I mean, this is the mentality of it all. Mm-hmm. Now, we've used mercenaries before, folks, but we have never employed 500,000 of them, contracted them to go do supposed security work in a foreign country and not have to abide by any rules whatsoever. Geneva Convention, forget it. We don't even pay attention to that in the armed forces anymore.
Right.
But these people are running around, paid mercs, and that's exactly what they are. Folks, let me tell you something. I know military history in this country. I have no use for mercenaries, and I've told them right to their face before when they've identified, they've been stupid enough to identify themselves as being mercenaries. I said, oh, so you're guns for hire. You don't give a damn what the ideologies are. You don't fight for anything except a paycheck, and you'll fight for any government.
Mm-hmm.
Let me remind you, it could be the United States one day. It could be China tomorrow. Who knows and who cares? Because I'm making $700 a day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is just so upside down and screwed up. There is, folks, not only are we financially bankrupt in this country, we're ethically
morally bankrupt.
Morally bankrupt, yeah.
Yeah. Well, like somebody, there's got to be people in key positions that are going to have to jeopardize those key positions and take a stand and make a move. And that means everybody, even a grassroots level. I mean, look, if everybody wants Ron Paul in, I'm sorry, you're going to have to do more than vote. You're going to have to vote and recruit and talk to and pass that video around and deal with your own credit card issues. If you don't like the credit card issues and the banking issues, this is the guy that you want to take your time with, put that vote out there.
Oh, did I neglect to tell you, James, that my local neighborhood sheriff, at the end of our conversation, he says, oh, by the way, I'm voting for that Ron Paul guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. See the effect, folks? And I didn't even push politics on this guy. I just left the video stand for itself and its salient points and really it's clarified, folks. When you watch this DVD, immediately what you want to do is plug it in again and watch it. Mm-hmm. But I didn't even go
and show your friends too.
Yeah, I didn't even go into politics. I just have a little Ron Paul sign stuck in my front yard, and he just told me. I started to walk away, wishing him, you know, bidding him good night, and you know, thank you for looking at the DVD. And he says, "Oh, by the way," he said, "I'm voting for your boy there, Ron Paul." And I said, "Good man." Now, see, this is the effect, and folks, I'm here to tell you one more time that we have an opportunity in this country for a massive awakening of the American public. I mean,
absolutely.
James, it couldn't be better. I mean, could you imagine anybody in Hollywood, a scriptwriter, coming up with a better script for this?
I know. I'm aware. Slowly, people in Hollywood that I know about and are starting to get. They don't see it as a crisis because it's not immediate in their surroundings you tell them. And I said, listen, this is psychological engineering, and what was done, and it's all been hidden from you, and you're dealing with it right now, pal. So whatever your big paycheck is for this movie, those dollars that you're talking about, $2 or $3 million for this film and that film and the series, it's not even worth that anymore. It's not even worth that. All that money you've invested in it's not even there. And then, wait a minute. So you're telling me, like, go back, watch the video, do your homework, tune into this show, and start learning about this because you're going to have to take action yourself.
Well, and see, these are the people. James, we've warned people repeatedly about this. We have people in this country, and a large majority of them, that think that their freedom is based on how much money they have and how much cushion to the outside world that they actually have. Now, folks, you know, you think about this. Freedom is freedom, period. You can't buy it, nor can you sell it. Some people think that you can. But But it's not a commodity. It is something that mankind has been fighting for thousands and thousands of years. Here yes. we had it inside.
You're in everybody. You're in your ultimate fight now.
Yeah.
If there's ever been a place in humanity's history where this situation, not just in the United States, but globally with IMF and World Bank and all the people that are participating in the total scam, it just seems to me at this space of time that self-esteem, human beings are starting to learn, look, we've been had, our freedoms have been destroyed. And that's the one thing, this world's been fighting for freedom more than anything forever. And now there's practically none left. And everybody, you gotta like take a position. If you don't want to get involved and tell all your peoples, take care of it yourself. Take care of it yourself financially and get yourself in order.
Well, and here's another part of the problem, that people are so self-absorbed, they're so narcissistic, that they haven't been tested before about freedom. So
no,
they're
because
still,
this country's been spoiled, very spoiled here.
Yeah,
they don't know.
Well, they don't know, and they still think that they're free. You
right.
know, here again, the cage door has been in line.
That's right. There
it's standing open, but you idiot, you're still standing in there.
The John Stadtmiller Shawshank syndrome.
There you go. We'll be right back, folks.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
James,
Yeah.
I can only say this. By the way, when I see you this weekend, I'm going to have about 30, 40 copies of Freedom to Fascism with me. But I'm telling you, folks, and there's DVDs out there about 9/11. There's DVDs out there about a lot of different things. But I'm telling you one thing right now. If you want to make an impact on somebody's life without you spending an inordinate amount of time, you can be there to field the questions after the people watched the DVD. But I'm having 100%, and I do mean 100%, positive feedback when people are watching this film.
Right. Aaron did. Aaron, that's what Aaron wanted. He's got it now, and now it's working one by one.
Yep. And that's exactly, I mean, I passed a DVD out to two people today. Just you know, in business matters, just give them a copy of the DVD, and, hey, you know who Aaron Russo is? Yeah, I know who that guy is. Well, he's now dead. Well, I didn't know that. I said, well, he's still alive. You can still watch him. Here's the last movie he ever produced.
That's right.
And people, folks, I'm telling you, look, anybody that listens to this program is thinking about doing something about their credit cards. What we will do is give you a free copy of the DVD, Freedom to Fascism, okay? All you have to do is call us at 800-724-2719. When I made that announcement yesterday, a woman called up and says, well, I want 10 DVDs. I understand they're a buck and a quarter a piece. And I said, yeah, and, you know, all you have to do is pay shipping. Oh, and by the way, I want my free DVD as well. And I gave it to her. I said, absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good. Good.
So, folks, listening to this program right now, if you've seen the movie Freedom to Fascism, if you have and you have not acted on your credit cards, I don't know what you're waiting for.
There's no better tool than that. Yeah. If you've understood what's going on after watching that, you should be out of the shame game, and you should realize that that shame game has been designed for you, and they have just totally screwed up everything with their gigantic plan and have stolen from your life, basically. They stole from you by taking your labor, your time, your effort, your pursuits of other things in this life and stolen it from you. That's what they've done with the interest and all the stuff. That essentially, when you strip it all away, they ripped you off. They raped your life.
Yep.
That is what happened.
That is exactly what happened. And if you're considering, and you've already seen the movie Freedom to Fascism, fine. Did you see it at a theater? You know, this was the great thing that people were able to do. And it was a tool putting this into the theaters. And people were grabbing their family members and relatives and friends and going, hey, it's Friday night. Let's go see a movie. And when it premiered down here in Austin, I didn't spend a whole lot of time watching the movie. I stood in the front of the theater with my back to the screen watching the expressions on the faces of the people that didn't know, didn't know.
What were they dying? Were they just dead faces or just grimacing? Or
Night of Living Dead faces.
Yeah.
You know, kind of chalky and agape and ugh.
Right.
Yeah. And folks, these people woke up. You should have heard the comments. I was standing by the exits listening to the comments of the people walking out of that theater.
And they premiered it in Beverly Hills, and out here, I've never seen so many people so irritated and pissed afterwards. All changing their whole ideology of what things were and how things really are and where we're going.
All right, you want that free copy. Even though you've seen it, I suggest you watch it again and then pass it off to a friend. Get your free copy by dialing 800-724-2719 or call James at 877-331-0626 or email him at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com.
Right on.
James, I'm one day closer to shaking your hand. We've never met in person.
Well, soon. It's coming down.
Soon. All right, my friend. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We'll see you tomorrow, folks.